Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN, just about 16 minutes, 15 minutes in front of 16 minutes, I can't read a clock, in front of 7 o'clock, Blackhawks Live coming up with Chris Bowden in just a few minutes. But right now we say hello to Greg Kaplan, who is all about working remotely with a couple of different ventures. Greg, welcome to WGN.
Well, it's great to be here, Steve. How you doing?
I'm great. You know, I want to, well, first of all, I didn't realize that you had sold Remote Year. I want to talk to you about that eventually because I just think it's the coolest thing, and I'm interested in how they've overcome their obstacles today. But that's coming up right now. Tell me about Spot, because, you know, we've been reading stories about how it's really the Zoom exhaustion is kind of a real thing where you're always on. People can always be looking at your face. You don't know if they are or not, things like that. You've created Spot, which is a way to kind of get around that. Explain that for me.
Yeah, well, with Remote Year, we were helping people travel the world while working remotely. So we were thinking about remote work almost a decade ago. And, you know, we were doing the same things that people are doing now to try to make remote work work well. And that was have a lot of video meetings. It's a good way to see people. It's a good way to build relationships. But, you know, it's not great to be doing that all day long. And so after a long period of time, sitting on these video calls all day long, chained to my desk, hunched over my computer, sort of judging my appearance all day, I just started to, you know, take some calls on audio only, and it was unbelievable. I got outside, I'd walk around, I'd get some activity in, I was more energized, I was more engaged, I was also more focused on the conversation. So I love these audio calls, and I've been doing them for a long time, you know, walking 20, 30,000 steps a day every day for the last couple of years. And, you know, when COVID hit, it made Remote Year really hard to operate because global travel wasn't a thing.
Right. So we tease a little bit. So Remote Year is a company you created where people could go and live in another country for a year, work remotely. You set up little cohorts in different cities or areas around the world, really. It was a way to live somewhere else but continue to do your job here in the States or elsewhere. Sum it up correctly?
Yeah, pretty close. You actually lived in different places throughout the year. So you lived in a new place each month.
Okay.
So you're moving pretty frequently to get a little taste of all those different places. But exactly, you're working remotely while you're doing that as part of a group of people. And, you know, it was incredible. Lots of people working remotely. But, you know, COVID hit. And, you know, on the one hand, it validated our mission, our belief that remote work can truly be done well from anywhere. But also, it made international travel programs very untenable. So we had
you sort of like found the cure but killed the patient.
Yeah, like something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know, it's not so funny with COVID to joke about killing the patient, but definitely we found the cure.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
No worries. We had a tough couple months throughout the beginning of COVID and ended up, you know, in order to keep Remote Year going, had to find a partner in Selena to acquire the business and you know, continue pushing that forward. And they'll actually be relaunching very soon, have announced that there's some programs coming up this spring now that it's, you know, possible to do some of that travel again in certain ways.
So you're still going to be involved with it or not?
No, I mean, I'm still friendly with the team and I'm still sort of engaged, you know, as sort of, you know, high-level advisor, but
sure,
not involved day-to-day.
Okay. All right, so then let's go back to Spot. Remote working works. You can be more creative when you're not always worried about what people are, if their people are staring at you. And so you've created this new software that, when I'm reading about it, Greg, it sounds like it's a telephone call. I mean, what distinguishes it from, you know, a conference call?
Yeah, well, I think a conference call is great. And I think, you know, when people schedule calls nowadays in a corporate environment, they do it with the calendar invite. And when you send a calendar invite, you just default to sending one of those links. And you send a Zoom link or a Teams link or a Google Meets link, whatever it is. And when people get those links, they are expected to show up on video, right? And so people are pretty I have a challenging time saying, hey, let's do this conversation, not with video, but in audio. And that's what SPOT stands for. It stands for having audio-only meetings for people to do it on mobile. And that's where, you know, the similarities to conference calls or traditional phone calls end. You know, so we have a whole stack of tools that help people be more productive while they're on these audio-only meetings.
What happens when you're on SPOT and you yell fetch?
Yeah, exactly. So one of the hardest things to do in an audio meeting is to take notes. So we have SPOT, an assistant, standing by, and if you say SPOT fetch, SPOT will take a note for you during the call, and SPOT will do that by writing down and transcribing the last 30 seconds of the conversation. So basically, it will be a voice assistant standing by ready to take notes for you during the call, so you don't have to write anything down or remember what happened.
That's fantastic.
And that's one of our core features, yeah.
And so you've raised more than $1 million, right? You're out with beta. When do you expect this to be available widely commercially?
Yeah, so we are in beta right now, and we're starting to let folks in. We've been having some really exciting feedback from our early users. We're letting in everyone off the waitlist as quickly as we can. So if you want to get in there, you can just jump on the waitlist at meetwithspot.com. And we'll hopefully get to you in the next few weeks.
Meetwithspot.com. All right. You're an idea, man. I love the remote year, and I wouldn't bet against you. Good luck with this one. I appreciate your time today, Greg.
Well, thank you so much, Steve. Have a great evening.
You bet. You too. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Ian Scher will be here. So speaking of remote learning, there was a study out, I think it's by Microsoft, did a survey, and what it says is that the youngest workers are suffering the most. We'll talk to Ian about that. Right now, here's Mary.